Hey everyone, welcome back. I have to say, the crypto landscape right now is just fascinating, and honestly, a little nerve-wracking. Take Bitmain Immersion Technologies, for example. They're an Ethereum treasury company closely tied to Fundstrat co-founder Tom Lee. And right now, they're sitting on roughly $8 billion in unrealized losses as Ethereum hovers near two-year lows. Talk about a heavy lift.
It's definitely a striking situation. But here's what's really capturing my attention. Instead of pulling back, Tom Lee is actually doubling down on his long-standing supercycle thesis. He's betting big that this is just a temporary dip.
And that's such an optimistic way to look at it. His argument is that institutional adoption, favorable macroeconomic winds, and Ethereum's structural supply dynamics are going to drive the price dramatically higher over the long haul. So, instead of seeing panic, he's framing this current weakness as a golden opportunity for strategic accumulation.
It's a compelling narrative, but we have to keep our feet on the ground. The entire situation hinges on a critical financial distinction. These are strictly paper losses. They only turn into actual, realized damage if Bitmain gets forced to liquidate their position.
Exactly, and that's where the real tension kicks in. If they have to sell at these lows, it suddenly puts Ethereum maximalism under a massive amount of pressure. Bitmain basically becomes a high-stakes stress test for the whole ideology that Ethereum will permanently dominate the blockchain space.
Right, and whether that conviction holds up or fractures really comes down to three primary factors. First, and most immediately, it's all about liquidity and solvency. An $8 billion paper loss doesn't automatically mean bankruptcy, but it does raise serious questions about margin requirements, potential capital calls, and whether they have enough operational runway if this downturn stretches out.
You can feel that pressure radiating through the market, too. Second, broader sentiment is heavily bearish right now, which really intensifies the psychological and financial strain on anyone holding long-term. It's tough to stay bullish when the mood is so heavy.
And then there's the third factor, competition. Ethereum isn't fighting an empty room anymore. It's facing mounting challenges from alternative smart contract platforms like Solana and Avalanche, plus Bitcoin's rapidly expanding Layer 2 infrastructure. All of that actively challenges the idea that ETH is the only viable long-term blockchain play.
It's such a perfect snapshot of where we are as an industry, isn't it? Beyond just Bitmain, this mirrors a much broader pattern. So many crypto-native firms scaled up aggressively during the last bull market, and now they're navigating this sharp correction, testing whether they can actually stay liquid long enough to catch the next wave.
Precisely. And for both retail and institutional investors, this scenario underscores a fundamental market reality. Even the most data-backed, long-term predictions carry substantial execution risk. The math might look good on paper, but the real world is messy.
I love how you put that. History really does show us that crypto cycles consistently reward patience and strategic accumulation. But they've also been ruthless to over-leveraged positions that couldn't manage downside volatility. It's a reminder that timing and capital structure matter just as much as the thesis itself.
Absolutely. Ultimately, Bitmain's position is playing out as a real-world experiment in financial conviction versus cold market mechanics. If Lee's supercycle thesis actually materializes and Ethereum rallies back to new highs, Bitmain will be celebrated as a visionary, counter-cyclical bet.
But if structural shifts, liquidity crunches, or prolonged bearishness force a liquidation, it'll stand as a cautionary tale against rigid maximalism. It's going to be fascinating to watch how it unfolds.
It really will. The outcome will function as a critical bellwether for Ethereum's long-term resilience, and honestly, for the broader crypto market's capacity to sustain heavily concentrated, conviction-driven investments through extended periods of volatility. We'll be watching closely.